This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta defended his actions concerning a plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein on Wednesday. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just a threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, another accuser has emerged in the sexual abuse case against Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Jennifer Arose says it happened at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2002 when she was 15.
He raped me. Forcefully raped me.
After months of giving him massages that often led to sex acts.
He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted, that's what he got.
Arose tells NBC's Today show she never reported the rape.
I was just too scared. I didn't really want to go, you know, public with it.
She's now filed court papers ahead of suing him. Epstein pleaded not guilty this week to federal charges that do not include Arose's allegations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The triumphant U.S. women's national soccer team was honored Wednesday by the city of New York with a parade through Lower Manhattan. Construction workers, motorcyclists, and little girls waving flags greeted the team members. The U.S. women won their second straight World Cup title and their fourth overall with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands last Sunday in France. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.